2 Timothy 2. Thou, therefore, my child, be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, and the things thou hast heard of me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men, such as shall be competent to instruct others also. Take thy share in suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one going as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of life, that he may please him who has enlisted him as a soldier. And if also anyone contend in the games, he is not crowned unless he contends lawfully. The husbandman must labor before partaking of the fruits. Think of what I say, for the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ raised from among the dead, of the seed of David, according to my glad tidings, in which I suffer even unto bonds as an evildoer. But the word of God is not bound. For this cause I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The word is faithful, for if we have died together with him, we shall also live together. If we endure, we shall also reign together. If we deny, he also will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Of these things put in remembrance, testifying earnestly before the Lord not to have disputes of words, profitable for nothing, to the subversion of the hearers. Strive diligently to present thyself approved to God, a workman that has not to be ashamed, cutting in a straight line the word of truth. But profane, vain babblings shun, for they will advance to greater impiety, and their word will spread as a gangrene, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who as to the truth have gone astray, saying that the resurrection has taken place already, and overthrow the faith of some. Yet the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those that are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord withdraw from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If therefore one shall have purified himself from these, in separating himself from them, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, serviceable to the master, prepared for every good work. But youthful lusts flee, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and senseless questionings avoid, knowing that they beget contentions. And a bondman of the Lord ought not to contend, but be gentle towards all, apt to teach, forbearing, in meekness setting right those who oppose, if God perhaps may sometime give them repentance to acknowledgment of the truth, and that they may awake up out of the snare of the devil, who are taken by him for his will.